أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. صدق الله العظيم. After speaking about the plight and the conditions of the disbelievers, the disobedient, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this last part of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those that were obedient to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, O soul that has attained tranquility, that has attained peace. Sometimes in the past we discussed that with regards to the different categories of people and regards to their souls, we have three categories. One is those who have nafs-e ammara, that is that soul that will always coax a person and lure him to break the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But when that person endeavors, makes a sacrifice for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that soul slowly develops into nafs-e lawwama, the soul that will always rebuke a person when he intends to do wrong, or when he leaves out a compulsion of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then more and more sacrifices and endeavors brings a person to the stage of nafsul mutmainna, and that is when the soul begins to acquire tranquility. Obviously, even at that stage, the person is not safe from breaking the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But because of his constant dhikrullah, his constant meditation, his constant sacrifice and endeavor, that person comes to the stage. And this is that state and stage that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about. And those are the souls that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing over here. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Return. Go back to your Rabb. Now this is a very, very important address that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying to the person, go, but Allah ta'ala is saying, come back, return, return to your Rabb. In other words, that was your original abode. In this world, spiritually, you had not forgotten Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You had remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your tongue. You remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your heart. You remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being obedient with the limbs of your body and your senses. So you remained totally in the obedience of Allah to the best of your ability. So now come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Return to your Rabb. Radiyam mardiyah. Well pleased and at the same time pleasing. That in this dunya you were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments. You were pleased with the Shariat of Allah. You were pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put in your taqdeer, you were happy, whether it was difficulties, trials or tribulations, whether it was good times, whether it was ease and peace Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given, all of it, you were happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then mardiyah, you had also pleased Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, you had endeavored always to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what mattered to you, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, when you return to Allah, go back also in this state, in this condition, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. Enter amongst my servants. That is the servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That now when you go back, we discussed previously that the souls of the pious and obedient slaves and servants of Allah are in that place called Illiyin. So now go back to it. Like we will find, Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam also made dua, وَادْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. The dua of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, the dua of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, The dua of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam was this, that Allah, when we return to you, let us return amongst your pious slaves, amongst your pious servants, that keep a space for us in that illiyin, that our arwah, our ruh also goes there, and hence in this dunya, they had always found solace in the company of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they also, they will be linked among the slaves and the servants of Allah. وَدْخُلِي jannati, and enter my Jannah. In other words, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attributed Jannah to himself, and some of the commentators have commented here that my Jannah means, because of my pleasure, I will give you my Jannah. Your whole life you worked according to my pleasure, now I am well pleased, and hence I will give you my Jannah because of my pleasure. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, once I was reciting this ayah of the Quran, as I was reciting, and I came to this ayah, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had commented to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what a marvelous ayah, and together with that, how extreme is the honor in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, O Abu Bakr, when you leave this world, then the malaika will also make this announcement for you, that فَدْخُلِي fi ibadi وَدْخُلِي jannati. It has also been narrated that when he himself, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had passed away, and his coffin was adorned upon him, a bird had entered into that coffin that it could never be found. It was a very unique bird, never to be seen again. And then the narrator, he says that when we had lowered his body into his qabr, we could hear from the walls of the qabr, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. So they had come into this world, they had accomplished what they needed to accomplish, and they left this world. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it for us also, that we be able to cultivate our souls, we be able to cultivate our character and our akhlaq, utilize our time in the ibadat of Allah, spend our time in the pleasure of Allah, and in the companions and servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us this great honor also. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.